You know, sometimes I feel like my daily radio program is nothing but a game show.
It's time to spin the big wheel of Babel and see where we land today. Chances are pretty good it's going to be stupid people, bad government, or hey, what do they actually make bologna out of anyway? And why is it so expensive? It's just how we do things here on the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program, it is the Ron Van Dam Show, guess which one I am. No. Hello, my pretty, as they said in the, what was that, what story was, hello, my pretty, that was the poison apple thing, Snow White, was it? I don't know my stuff very well, I don't know my little fairy tales. I suppose I should brush up on them. I will do so right after the program. Remember the famous line from the fairy tale, Cinderella, you're not going to the ball? Which fairy tale was that from? Was it Pinocchio? Yeah, it was Pinocchio. I think Pinocchio was the one where Geppetto was swallowed by the carp. Was it a carp or was it it was a salmon, right? Isn't Pinocchio the one that lived in a shoe? Mother had so many children she didn't know what to do, so she decided to go down to the village and exchange her cow for a beanstalk. Is that right? How about the one where Humpty Dumpty goes up the hill to fetch a pail of water? That was so stupid. Remember when Goldilocks was in the woods and she came upon a little house and she huffed and she puffed and she threatened to blow their house down? Do you remember that one? Remember the one where they wanted to shove the three bears into the oven? So funny. I think I'm getting these ones mixed up a little bit. That's Jason Shaw doing our theme music. Thank you, Jason. He's so cool, isn't he? Isn't he something? Boom, 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 boom. He's just something else, man, Jason Shaw. Also, a member of the Theater of the Absurd would be John Shanahan, who does our opening stuff and many of the comedy bits that you hear on the program. And Nicole Reed books many of the national interviews that we do because I am totally incapable of doing it on my own. Apparently, I can't do that well. I don't know why. I feel like I'm capable to book an interview, but apparently they say no, Nicole Reed should be doing this. I don't know what my problem is. I call up the PA, I say, hey, I'd like to do an interview with this guest, and they say, I don't even understand what you're saying. I don't know, was it my English bad or something? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Well, welcome to the program. How are you? Good. Good to see you. Oh, you're looking oddly awful today. What's the matter? Did that ever happen to you? I think I talked about this on a previous show. I probably did. Back in 1927, remember that? People, they think that they know you really well and they can say anything they want to you, or they have no filter, you know, they're like a camel cigarette. And they come up to you and go, "Hey, how you doing, Bob? Are you okay? You don't look well." Wow, what a horrible thing to say to somebody. What is that person supposed to say? "Well, actually, I feel just fine. What do you mean I look horrible?" Ouch, I'm sorry. I never say to a woman, ever, 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 I never say to a woman that looks overweight, I never say, "Wow, when are you expecting?" Because half the time the response is, "I'm not expecting." I said something wrong. You know, never comment on anybody's weight. Oh, even if you're trying to be nice. "Hey, Bob, you're looking really good today. You lost a lot of weight, didn't you?" No. Why was I fat before? "Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I mean, you're looking good." "No, you indicated the last time you saw me, you thought I looked fat." What? Who the hell do you think you are? And, of course, if a female ever says to a male, "Do I look fat in this dress?" the answer is always, "What dress?" No, that's not the right answer. "Do I look fat in this dress?" "Not as much as I would." No, that doesn't work either. How about no? How about no? But what if they really do look fat in the dress? It's still no. I've talked about this topic so many times on this show, I'm not going to go into it. You need to know how to lie properly. Some things you need to lie about, other things don't. "Hey, where were you all night?"
"At the dentist."
"The dentist all night? Dentists aren't open at night."
"I've caught you in a lie."
See, that stuff, don't lie about that. But whether she looks fat in a dress, lie away, baby. Because if you don't...
"She wants you to lie, don't you understand? She's testing you."
Best thing you can do, if you really don't want to lie, I don't know why you wouldn't, just change the subject. Hey, "Do I look fat in this dress? It's going to rain out, right?"
"Am I right?" No, I asked you a question. "Do I look fat in this dress?" "Oh my God, I think it's going to rain."
You've got to change the subject quickly and fastly. All right. But that's not why I'm here to talk about that stuff today. I'm here to marry this fine man and this fine woman in matrimony. Do you know that 50% of all marriages end in divorce? That's half of them. I learned that in school. Not that fact, but the fact that 50% is half. Yeah, so my question is, why do it? What's your point? What are you doing? You would never gamble like that, would you? You have a 50-50 chance of... I think it's like a 60% chance of divorce. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't care, because it's individual. It has nothing to do with statistics or data or anything like that. I'm so sick of data. Ron, did you know that 40% of all people with diabetes also wear brown pants? I did not know that, and I didn't care. Thank you very much. I am bombarded all day with things and facts and data that I just don't. I can't care about all of that. I'm not the president. I don't have to take care of everything. That's why I elect these people. That's why I hire them. It's really what I'm doing. With my tax dollars, I'm hiring these people. So do your thing, man. And if I don't like what you're doing, then don't bother me. Just don't bother me. I don't want to get into politics. I know you don't want to. I wish you would sometimes, but right now I don't want to. Because it's just sad. It's just sad. We are supposedly the greatest country on the planet, but at the same time, we can't do shit to do anything about anything. Why? Because we're politically divided as you can get. It's true. You know the Senate is 50-50. 50% Democrats, 50% Republicans. And then Kamala Harris is the vice president. She does the deciding vote, so it goes Democrats. So I say, Democrats, pass all the crap you can fast within 4 years. Do it, man. Because if the Republicans, they would do that too. Our system of government right now, it sucks so much. When there's any type of bill, it can be an invoice from the power company, it can be, I mean, any kind of bill or invoice. I don't know why they call those things bills. I get bills. I get bills to pay my cable bill, my cell phone bill. I don't know, that's not a bill. That's an invoice. Congress can't vote on anything. All the Republicans vote the same way. All the Democrats vote the same way, whether they believe in the thing or not. They just vote by party line. And that means it's the most inefficient form of government ever. Ever. And we're stuck in it still. It's absolutely amazing. It's disgusting. They get things that can make this country wonderful, make the people comfortable and effective and efficient. They don't do. They just do the party. I don't care about the people. What, are you kidding me? I only care about myself and voting along party lines. Screw the people. Oh, man. We need to clean the slate somehow. I don't know how you do that. They got this thing called a filibuster. By the way, is this interesting to you at all? No? All right, I'll make it interesting. They've got a thing called a filibuster. It's very similar to Dave and Buster's, which is a children's party industry. Filibuster means that anybody in Congress can stand up and just stop the conversation or debate about any kind of bill or any kind of thing that they're talking about, and they can just stand and they can just recite fairy tales like I did at the beginning of the show, and they're allowed to do that. What they're doing is they're on purpose mocking the system, making fun of it, and delaying it so nothing can be done. Any congressperson, House or Senate, that stands up and filibusters from this point on should be removed from office immediately. How dare you? How dare you waste everybody's time and turn this our system into a mockery when a senator or a House rep just stands there and tries to waste time on purpose in order to block a vote? I mean, death penalty might be a bit extreme, but it should be considered. How do we allow something like this? It's a parliamentary thing. Goes all the way back to the British Parliament thing. We spent a lot of time having a Revolutionary War, and then we did a lot of things that they do. It's just, what? Excuse me? Filibuster, you serious? Look it up. Google it. You kids, Google it. You adults, look it up somewhere. Go to the library. Say hello for me. Anybody been to a library recently? No, why? Why would I? I'm surprised they're still open. I think the only reason anybody would go to a library is they want some peace and quiet for a little while. You're not allowed to talk in a library. You know, you can talk in church. I've been to some churches where people in a congregation go, yeah, you tell them. Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah, you tell them. Praise the Lord. You tell them. They just shout it out. The library, you can't do that. You can't say a word in the library. Excuse me. What time does a library close? Will you please shut up? Who goes to a library anymore? For what? For what? It's great to have. I think the only reason they're open is that it's great to have them around. But, I mean, how many people are actually in the library ever? I'm doing some research. Can you do that online? Yes, I can. But I choose to sit in the library. I just feel better. See, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Our society today, we have filibusters going on in Congress where nothing gets done, nothing gets discussed. Everybody's just out to manipulate everybody else. And then we have this pandemic thing that's ending, but still the lasting effects of it will be the people won't get dressed up anymore. Are you going to go to the office? No, just do it from home. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah. Are you going to go to the office today? No, I'm going to stay in bed and do my work. Okay, fine. You going to put pants on? No, I'm not going to wear pants. I don't have to wear pants today. Get my work done. See, if you went to the library to do research, you'd have to put pants on. If you sat at your little laptop in the corner of a room in the kitchen, you don't have to have your pants on. You don't even have to have your pants on to Zoom. Zoom. I didn't even know what that was for a long time until this thing started, this social experiment thing. I didn't even know what Zooming was. I thought it was a kid show on TV, and I think it was at one point. I'm not sure. When this pandemic is over, I never want to see another Zoom. I never want to hear about another Zoom. I don't want to see anybody's face on my computer anymore. Get your face off my screen. The hell are you doing on my screen? I'm sick of Zooming. Ron, you want to have a meeting? What? No. Why don't you just call me on the phone and talk to me? Why do I have to see your freaking face? Oh, because I have a PowerPoint presentation. I don't want to see that. You see, I don't want to see that. Call me on the phone. You know what a phone is? It's that little computer that you put in your pocket. You can also phone people. You can call people. Stop with the Zoom thing. Stop it. And you know that nobody who Zooms wears pants. It's a bad thing we're getting into. We're getting into a society of not wearing any pants anymore. Even when we go out, we're wearing sweatpants and pajama bottoms. You don't believe me? Go to Walmart. You'll see. Nobody's wearing pants anymore. We're phasing out the pants. We're all inefficient. We all don't wear pants anymore. It's just awful. The Zoom thing is ridiculous. You know how the Zoom thing started? Seriously? The Brady Bunch. Did you ever watch the opening to the Brady Bunch? Millennials don't know what I'm talking about. The opening to the Brady Bunch was a Zoom screen. It was 9 of them, if I can count correctly. And they were all in separate boxes, and they did their little opening. It was a Zoom screen, basically. So every time I break out laughing every time I see a Zoom meeting, and I've been to a few of them before. I don't wear pants, but I've been to a few of them. You can always have a martini off to the side. They can't see that. But I've been to Zoom meetings, and I just break out laughing. And some of the people in the Zoom meetings say, Ron, what's so funny? It's like the Brady Bunch. You all look like the Brady Bunch. You look like Marcia, and you look like the other people. I don't remember their names. Bobby? Carol? Carol was the wife, right? Who was the husband there? Ward? No, that was the beaver thing. Who was the husband? I don't know. Carol, Bob, Ted, and else. There was Carol, Marcia, Jan. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. Larry, Steve. Larry and Steve. There's no Larry and Steve. They had a maid. Alice, and she was dating a butcher. Yeah, there you go. That sounds like a good thing to do, right? And what does your boyfriend do? He's a butcher. Oh, I see. Well, he chops up animals all day. Yeah, he wears an apron, his blood all over it, walks around with a cleaver. It's my boyfriend. Nice guy. Oh, sounds nice. Nice choice of occupations. Yeah, the blood turns me on. I don't know why. Here's my boyfriend. He's a butcher. Yeah. That's what he does. Takes animals, carves them up. Yep. Are you an animal lover? Oh, I love animals. It's just weird health. It's that Zoom thing. It drives everybody crazy. All right. Thanks for listening today. I have a guest coming up. See, here's the deal. Let me explain something to you. It's springtime. By the way, how was your St. Patrick's Day yesterday? Did you get shit-faced? You're not supposed to, but on the other hand, I think you are. I had a couple of shots of Irish whiskey, I'll be honest with you. I don't know why. It's just because I think you're supposed to. You're supposed to dress in green-colored clothing and drink alcohol, and I think that makes you official. I had a beef stew. It's as close to corned beef I will ever get. I can't eat corned beef. I've seen the corned beef in the stores, and it's just this giant slab of fat on those things. I can't eat them. I can't eat them. I can't look at them. Can't eat them. So I took a very lean cut of a sirloin tip thing and broke out the old crock pot, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, slow cooker, millennials. And did a beef stew, very, very nice, enjoyable. And that's how I spent my St. Patrick's Day. Of course, no pants. Of course not. So, yeah, there you go. They should have a holiday for every every culture. St. Patrick's Day, I don't know. That's about the only one I know of. Columbus Day is not Italian Day anymore. They don't even want anything to do with them. So I don't know. I have no idea what's going on here. Filibuster. You got to be kidding me. I'm so embarrassed that that even exists. There's so much stuff that can be done in this country to make it so much better. And yet we don't. It's the most inefficient form of government. When nobody works together and they just go to their corners and they act like little babies, most inefficient form of government. Let's stop it right now. We didn't vote all of you people in just to sit in the corner and say, no, I'm not listening. I'll vote the way my party votes, and that's why I'm not listening. I'll stand up and I'll talk about fairy tales for 5 hours and I'll block the vote. What? Are you serious? Are you serious? Fortunately, they are. Check it out. You might be incensed as much as I am. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and both parties do it. So, you know, nobody's got a halo on this one. My point previously is it's springtime. Yes, it is springtime.
The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Tara Wellington joins us now. She's a wellness and lifestyle expert, and we're going to talk about some health and wellness tips for the spring coming out of the winter and a weird year. Here we are. Thanks for being with us, Tara.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, we need some ideas. We're all a little bit run down, and spring is coming, which is like a breath of fresh air for many. So how do we approach this?
Yeah, so a lot of people are refreshing their wellness routines this spring. I'm here on behalf of several companies that I'll talk about today, and one thing the majority of us are looking for is a way to boost our health and happiness. Mm-hmm. Because recent studies say about 50% of us, and this is no surprise, have experienced anxiety and depression over this past year. But the good news is that your wellness routine, like good sleep and regular exercise, can really help. And one fun and meaningful way to help you with your wellness is with Amazon's Alexa on Alexa-enabled devices like Echo Show 10. This is a really great motivator for making it easy to stay on top of your health and wellness. You can say, Alexa, what is my wellness tip of the day? Or Alexa, recommend a health and wellness podcast. Alexa can give you guided meditations, play sleep sounds, suggest workouts and recipes, and so much.
That's a good point. I'll give you a little information here. I go to sleep with Alexa every night. It doesn't sound right, but it's true. There's a thing called ambient sounds, and one of them is waterfall. And I tell her that every night, and it plays all night. It's uninterrupted, and thus I fall asleep. So yeah, you got your proof through me there, Tara.
Oh, great! Yeah, playing those sleep sounds can be really helpful, yeah. Especially for people to wind down and
absolutely.
Kind of calm that chatter. Yes.
Now, what about looking good? Because now in the spring and with coming to the end of this thing that we went through the past year, we might be getting a little social again. How do we look good and feel good accordingly?
Well, one of the things that you can do to feel good is with healthy eating and nutrition, uh-huh. Especially as we move into the spring season. And so three quick tips for you. The first one is bump up the veggies this season. You can add tomatoes and cucumbers as a side to your omelet. You can also pre-cut those seasonal veggies for an easy grab and go. Also look into getting your omega-3s. 70% of Americans have low levels of essential omega-3s, which support your immune system, mm-hmm. your heart, your brain, your joints, your eyes, and skin health. And to help with this, I really like the Cori Pure Antarctic krill oil because it delivers omega-3s in their natural phospholipid form. And what this simply means is that you get excellent absorption in your body compared to fish oil. It has no fishy aftertaste, plus it's certified sustainable. And then finally, for children, you can check out Child Life Essentials and its Live Biotics Immune and Digestive Support and Zinc Plus. And these are vitamins and supplements that have been around for 20 years and can help close that nutritional gap for your kids, which a lot of parents are always looking for. They're gluten-free, non-GMO, and no artificial color, flavors, or sweeteners. They're great tasting food with natural ingredients, and they're available at Amazon, Whole Foods, and Sprouts.
Okay. Now, what about my skin here? I've been through the whole winter, and I've been putting like creams on my face and stuff, and now I'm getting out into the sun. What do I do for a healthy skin to look good there?
Well, you're doing the right thing. You are taking care of your skin, so that's really good. It's actually part of a healthy lifestyle, and so now that we're moving into spring, it's a good thing to think about. And the skincare line that people can look into is from Omni Skincare. This is from the UK. It's just exclusively launched in Target, and it was developed by a mother for her daughter to meet the changing needs of young skin. And so I really love, though, about this line, how it's unique, it's affordable, vegan, and cruelty-free. They have three lines, depending on your skin type, with natural ingredients and gentle enough for everyday use. And they're biodegradable face wipes. They biodegrade in 15 days, which I think is a huge plus for sustainability.
Okay, wow. What else have you got in your bag there of spring tricks?
Well, I could give you another tip on exercise for
All right.
So with spring upon us, it's a really great time to take a look at how much exercise we're getting. The Mayo Clinic says that we should be getting 30 minutes of moderate physical exercise every day.
That's a lot.
So, you know, that brisk walk, very, low impact cardio. But if you want to lose weight, you're going to have to add a little more time than that. And for some people, that's hard.
Yeah.
So use your weekends for that to add those extra minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I got to lose a little, it's because I've been inside all winter. I've been eating comfort foods, which means fat. And I got to shed these things. But I guess this is a time of year to get out and shed them.
Right. And getting outdoors can really be helpful, too. It's really beneficial for the mind, the body, especially if you can exercise around green space.
Yep.
It helps to quiet the mind and lessen the brain fatigue. And a lot of us are staring at screens a lot, so it can be really helpful.
That's for sure. All right, where do I get a list of these things and where to get them?
You can go to simplemomsguide.com. I have everything I've talked about and some additional information about that spring exercise.
Okay, that's simplemomsguide.com, is that right? Or just Simple Moms?
That's right.
Okay, all right.
Simple Moms Guide.
Beautiful. Hey, Tara, thank you so much for the information, and I guess we'll talk to you next season.
Well, that'll do it for me today. You have been wonderful. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, but until then, until that occurs, I wish you peace.